I'm Jane Massingham, and welcome to the ICIS podcast for December for oxoalcohols and derivatives. Today I'm joined by two of my colleagues looking after the derivative markets within Europe, Nick Leave on butyl acetate and Ishani Chavda for glycol ethers. Our colleague Matt is away this week, but Ishani is going to give us an update in a moment on the acrylate esters side of things as well. So here we are in the final month of the year, and gosh, what a year it has been. The usual trends have been somewhat upside down, that December is no exception to that. So oxoalcohols has been extremely strong anyway in Q4, and demand for December remains much stronger than usual. And then the announcement last week from BASF regarding a force majeure declaration on normal butanol and isobutanol has added to an already snug supply situation. So the market has gone really tight. And BASF are the largest producer of NBA within Europe, with a nameplate capacity of 450,000 tonnes. Some suggest that the unit hasn't been running completely well since their maintenance in September, October, but we certainly don't have confirmation or details on that. But nevertheless, now it is a very tight situation with strong demand for year end. Some of the spot offers for NBA have risen by almost 25% now in the last week or so, and prices are certainly eclipsing the 2-ethyl hexanol market, which normally has a traditional sort of premium over NBA. The isobutanol situation is a lot steadier, but is also slightly firmer, but it's a much smaller market. But of course, with so much of NBA being used for the downstream markets into glycol ethers and butyl acetate and acrylate esters, then let's find out what the knock-on effects of this have been. So, Nick, if I come to you first, what's the force majeure impact having on butyl acetate?
Thanks, Jane. So before the force majeure was declared, there was already tightness on butac due to a limited availability of butanol. So when the force majeure was declared, not only did it make that tightness more significant, but of course, because BASF also has downstream production of butac, it made the availability of butac itself even more limited. So when I was speaking to sellers recently, even more than sort of feedback on prices increasing, a lot of the feedback I got was just the inavailability of product. I spoke to a distributor that said, I'm out of the butac market right now because I simply can't get any. I spoke to one distributor that had purchased a load significantly above current prices, anticipating that prices will rise further. So the current situation is very tight, and the availability of spot material is very limited, and constraining activity there. Mm-hmm. And I think that consumption has been pretty strong as well, that the automotive industry that was so weak in Q2 because of the pandemic, some of that demand has been delayed to the end of this year. So yeah, maybe when producers were possibly running at lower rates earlier this year because demand was weak, that production can't be retrieved, but the demand is still here. And due to these other limitations, due to limitations on butanol and directly on butac, the market is very tight. And that's likely to remain that way at the very least until BASF return to normal on both butanol and butac. But as we saw in the last couple months before this force majeure, there was still some tightness. So it will be a matter of the situation on butac normalizing and returning to its sort of typical structural length during the first quarter of 2021.
Okay, thank you. I think also, I had omitted to mention earlier is that the demand for butanol hasn't just been domestically. You know, we've still been seeing a lot of material exported to other regions as well. I suspect that in the current climate, we may not see quite as much of that into the new year, but that has certainly been a contributory factor in the stock levels that other manufacturers are holding at the moment. And Ishani, how are you seeing these supply restrictions impacting glycolithers and indeed the acrylates?
Well, they're definitely having an impact for both markets. For glycol ethers, spot prices are also under pressure this week due to tightness in the butanol market. Now, while there was no confirmation that BASF's force majeure has impacted their glycol ethers production, their spot availability has been restricted for several weeks now. I've been hearing that from several sources. And in addition to their constraints, it seems that a number of the other domestic producers are also having limitations this month. Dow's imports from the US remain limited, and other European producers are starting to actually focus their domestic volumes on export because export pricing is a lot more attractive right now, particularly in Asia, where prices are on an uptrend. In the domestic market, we've seen a mixture of increases this week, depending on the grade. Producers are largely sold out for December and are starting to look ahead to January targets. And although prices have been firming, their margins are still poor, and that will be their main focus for 2021. In the acrylate esters market, availability has tightened and demand remains strong, even at this point in the month when we'd normally be expecting activity to slow down from destocking. This year, we're seeing the complete opposite. Business remains incredibly strong, and it seems like spot trading will continue up until the very last working day for some people. The feedstock issues, and particularly BASF's force majeure, has worsened availability for butyl acrylate. Demand was faring well for BA this quarter, but following Dow's ongoing outage and BASF's FM, availability has become extremely limited. And in addition to that, we're seeing imports completely dry up this quarter. Domestic stocks are mostly sold out, and we saw triple-digit increases this week for BA as a result. Prices have hit 7-year highs, and there are expectations of further increases in January. In addition, the other acrylates are also quite tight. 2EAH availability is the second worst at the moment, and we're expecting that kind of trend to continue in Q1.
Okay, thank you. Gosh, some real records being broken there. So it certainly sets the stage for a very interesting and strong start to Q1 of next year. Thank you all for joining us and for listening. Stay safe. Wish you all the very best for the holiday season and for 2021. And please join us again next time for all the latest updates and news. Please go to icis.com.